Odd couples have always been a staple of the movies. The new film, Love and Death on Long Island, matches a stodgy English writer, played by John Hurt, with an American teen idol, played by American teen idol Jason Priestley. John Powers has a review.
Before World War II, writers told stories about innocent Americans falling into the clutches of worldly Europeans. Nowadays, the pattern's been reversed. Whether it's Michelle Piccoli being bullied by Jack Palance in Contempt, or Humbert Humbert falling for the gum-chewing nymph at Lolita, we're in an era when sophisticated Europeans are constantly being seduced by vulgar Americana. That's precisely what happens in Love and Death on Long Island, a sly postmodern riff on Death in Venice. John Hurt stars as English novelist Giles de Ath, a reclusive widower who's utterly out of place in the late 20th century. He's allergic to technology, persnickety about language, and incredulous that anyone could object to his incessant smoking. All this changes when, trying to see an E.M. Forster adaptation at a local multiplex, Giles mistakenly stumbles into a theater showing a teen comedy called Hot Pants College 2. It's here that he first spies Ronnie Bostock, played by Jason Priestley, an American teen idol whose grinning screen visage hits the old fogey like a toke from a crack pipe. Instantly hooked, Giles buys a VCR to watch Ronnie's old movies and starts furtively collecting what he calls Bostockiana, mainly photos of Ronnie from the fanzines. But his obsession only grows, and soon he's traveling to the Long Island town where Ronnie lives with his girlfriend, a fashion model played by Fiona Loewy. There, Giles worms his way into the talentless young actor's life. At one point, the two sit together, reading the script to Hot Pants College 3.
Hey man, don't grief out on me.
Sorry, man. Just feeling a bit lonesome, you know?
Hey, you're a college boy now. All those babes don't want to see you lonesome.
Sure. Like I'm Mr. Popular.
Well, I'm going to make you Mr. Popular. And that's a promise. A poignant little scene.
Yeah, it sets up the whole storyline, see? I go to college, all the college girls try to mother me, but I fall in love with a teacher whose husband turns out to be a grand wizard in the KKK.
Something of a message there?
That's the usual stuff.
Based on a cult novel by Gilbert Adair, Love and Death on Long Island is the directorial debut of Richard Kwietniewski, a 40-year-old Englishman whose admirably simple style lets him glide between social comedy, pop cult parody, and genuine tenderness. The opening hour is filled with great bits, like the hilarious excerpt from Ronnie's teen comedy Skidmarks, which builds to the tagline, "You're just a skidmark on the underpants of life." Gradually, however, the movie's tone deepens, and though it never approaches the level of Contempt or Lolita, Giles' story does become suffused with a touching sense of regret. The movie's carried by the riveting Hurt, a perpetually haggard actor who, to steal a line from Raymond Chandler, has a face like a lost battle. Hurt's greatest roles, like The Elephant Man, Caligula and I, Claudius, or Quentin Crisp in The Naked Civil Servant, have always shown off his gift for capturing outsiders and eccentrics. His performance here is a triumph of comic nuance, winning big laughs with his deadpan rasp, and revealing Giles' inner turmoil with the merest glint of his basilisk eye. Hurt's world-weary charisma brings out the best in Priestley, whose years in the 90210 ghetto have made him the butt of countless jokes. Sending up his own pretty boy persona, Priestley reveals hidden resources, especially in the scene where Ronnie finally grasps that Giles is in love with him. Those smug bovine features suddenly melt, revealing an unexpected decency and compassion. Love and Death on Long Island isn't simply the story of one writer's obsession, but a fable about the relation between high art and pop culture. Although Giles is sublimely attuned to the infinite niceties of meaning, he's also effete and dried out. What restores him is Hot Pants College 2, with its miraculous glimpse of Ronnie Bostock, whose only hope for immortality lies in the refined story that Giles tells about him. At one point, Giles explains his attraction to Ronnie, which is less sexual than aesthetic. It's about, he says, the discovery of beauty where no one ever thought of looking for it. One might say the same thing about this film, which discovers something poignant, maybe even profound, in the tale of a dim-bulb actor and the literary curmudgeon who adores him.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.